I'm Sean Johnson in Madison, Wisconsin, where lawmakers are putting the finishing touches on the state budget for the next 2 years. And with the $6.6 billion hole to fill, there are no popular choices. Few residents embrace new taxes, new fees, and cuts across state government. Those include cuts to school districts, like one in Waupun, an hour north of Madison. At summer school in Waupun today, students took turn dancing at a PE class in the school's gym. Watching them, Superintendent Randy Refslin says his district decided to close 3 schools this year to save money. That was before he found out more cuts were coming.
Honestly, it was like somebody punched us in the gut.
Teachers in Refslin's district avoided layoffs by agreeing to take a 3-day furlough. State employees had no choice. They'll have to take 8 unpaid days off in each of the next 2 years. Even so, as many as 1,400 could lose their jobs. To fend off deeper cuts, the legislature has tentatively agreed to raise taxes on such things as cigarettes. Income and sales taxes won't go up for everyone, but wealthy residents will pay more. The state Senate also proposed getting rid of Wisconsin's tax break on capital gains. That concerns Mark Buer, who connects investors with fledgling biotech companies.
When you raise the capital gains tax, behavior is affected. People don't sell things and they don't buy things.
Governor Jim Doyle wants instead to scale back the tax break for investors and raise a tax on oil companies. Whatever lawmakers decide, the governor wants them to decide it soon.
This is a 2-year budget, and if they delay, it gets a lot harder to make the cuts and to get the savings that you need with every day that passes.
And with every day that passes, there's increasing pressure on legislators to reach some sort of an agreement. Clearly, lawmakers here are eager to fill this enormous budget deficit and move forward. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison, Wisconsin.